Last night, we actually kicked off our campaign for the year, our community benefit campaign. And the point of that is to raise funds so that we can provide families in Marquette County the opportunity to come and use the Y. There's a lot of important things to know. One out of every four families at the Y is on scholarship, and we give up to 80% scholarships for families depending on their income.
So for someone that's interested perhaps in getting involved, what are some of the options or possible plans?
You know, we do offer memberships to everybody in the community. We're an all-inclusive organization. We want everybody to be included at the Y. We want to turn nobody away due to inability to pay. So that's why we do offer scholarships. You know, and that's a really important thing that we do. We want everybody to have the opportunity to do our programs, to have your child be in swimming lessons, to have your child do gymnastics, you take a group exercise class, and, you know, just make a positive change in your life.
If somebody wants to help out by becoming perhaps a contributing member or with some of these plans or helping out with some of these scholarships, how can they do that?
You can fill out a pledge card and you can get in contact with me. I'm at the Y. Please go ahead and email me anything or give me a call. I'm at 227-9622. My extension is 17. We have pledge cards here, and it's important to know that I'll be going out in the community over the next 6 weeks and getting as many of these filled out as humanly possible. It's really important that we support this. We handed out over $200,000 in scholarships last year to families in Marquette.
I think it's important to note that with the Y, you know, you're a self-sustaining kind of organization, that you're not really funded per se by any large funding arms. You have to be responsible as an agency on a local level to keep yourself going.
Absolutely. We rely on donations from the community as well as grants, federal and state grants, in order to keep our quality programming going and to provide a service to this community, to give this community an opportunity to become healthier, stronger, and more positive people.
So the pledge forms would be available at the Y, and I'm sure the staff, including yourself, are going to be out telling folks to get involved with it as well.
Right, absolutely. You know, we're running a campaign right now for our community benefit campaign, which is specifically to raise money for our scholarships. And that'll be going over the course of the next 6 weeks, and we hope to raise $110,000. Right now, we've raised about $35,000.
The website and phone numbers?
YMCAMQT.org. And like I said before, give us a call, 227-9622.
Several other programs, activities, things going on. Matt, what's the latest at the Y?
So starting the week of April 20th, we're going to have our new spring session coming up here. We're going to have a lot of programming, you know, swimming lessons, gymnastics, sports for the kids, everything like that. It's going to be a great spring session, and, you know, we look forward to the warmer weather.
Yes. Don't we all?
First day of spring here today. So,
yeah.
But as always, people can you recommend maybe just coming by and get a day pass and come by and wander around and check it out.
If you've never been to the Y before and you live in Marquette County, I would highly recommend it. We truly have something for everybody in your family, everybody from your infant to grandpa, you know, and everybody in between, you know, whether it be, you know, tot watch, you know, your child's going to be in there socialized with other children, to, you know, grandpa maybe taking a group exercise class in our swimming pool, aqua aerobics or something like that. We really do have something for everyone.
Man, I was just going to ask you about tot watch too, and you do a lot of services for that.
Right. So like, you know, if you're a parent and you've got kids during those after work hours, which are so important after school as well, we offer Tot Watch, or what's called now Kids Zone, where you can drop your child off. We have arts and crafts activities, story time, that sort of thing, while mom catches a yoga class or something like that. And, you know, you pick your child up an hour later, and it's amazing how many kids are crying out the door because they don't want to leave. It's quite staggering.
They're enjoying it. Well, that's kind of the whole idea with the Y. I know that, you know, it's been a good run for the Y, and there's some exciting things in the future that are going to be coming out soon. And now when you look at this, we get into the new season and whatnot. It's an opportunity again for folks to get involved with your community benefit program. And again, for those that are just joining us, how can folks get involved with that?
Please give us a call here at the Y at 227-9622. Also, just, you know, as far as gifts are concerned, you know, a $29 donation to our Strong Kids community benefit campaign will teach a child swimming lessons. You know, that'll give someone the confidence to not only swim in our pool, but get in the lake and, you know, in the summertime, and give that, you know, child the confidence to grow and become a mature adult. And that's the kind of things you can't put a price on.
Matt Deal with us from the YMCA of Marquette County. Again, the phone numbers and websites, Matt.
227-9622. Give us a call. We're more than happy to talk to you, answer any questions. We have great people at our front desk, and check us out on the web. You can donate to our community benefit campaign on the web. We make it pretty easy. www.ymcamqt.org.